Blog Talk Radio.
This is Open Talk Radio, The Flash.
All right. Welcome everybody to this actually is the first show that we're doing. This is called the Sunday afternoon conversation, which can every now and then on Sundays with myself and with Southwest, and maybe every now and then we might switch up and have other people doing this show. We really haven't discussed this furthermore, but this is the debut show. We're looking to talk about wrestling, of course, a lot of wrestling, and maybe some current events. I got to ask Southwest to forgive me because I didn't do any pre-production with him. But you still there, Southwest?
Oh, you know I'm here. I'm always here.
Cool. Yeah, man. First of all, I want to just give thanks to God for giving us another opportunity to run our mouths, you know, and talk about things that sometimes people don't think is important, but it's whatever. But Southwest, I feel like it's a lot we can get into today, particularly about the world of wrestling, you know, and hopefully we can entertain some people, because it's definitely crazy out there in this world today. People fighting over tissues and sanitizer and stuff like that, man.
Man, I actually posted some videos on Facebook. I don't know if you've seen it, but people are actually like getting into, you know, physical fights over the crazy things. You know what I'm saying? Toilet paper. You know what I'm saying? Toilet paper, hand sanitizer. You can't find it in the store. I went to Walmart, I went to Myers, I went to I went to Sam's Club, even the man, everything's going down. They actually trying to close down Walmart, you know, to restock all the shelves and stuff because, you know, they're going to end up changing the hours too because people are so crazy.
Yeah, man, I just heard, like, they closing down Nike and Apple. They're closing that down. I don't know if it's today or, like, for the next few weeks. I'm not sure how that's working out. But yeah, like I don't know about you, man. Like, I'm not panicking. It's too many people panicking out there. I mean, obviously this stuff may be real, but I gotta keep it together, man. Because who else gonna keep it together?
I understand you. I'm not panicking at all. I'm not panicking, and I'm not one bit. You know what I'm saying? This is like, I see everybody. Oh my God! I'm like, man, you guys, you know. If it's real, I'm pretty sure, but I tell everybody it's the government, you know what I'm saying, and then the social media, everybody's worrying about what social media is saying, worrying about what the government is saying, and it's just a crazy situation, and it's crazier than the Ebola and the bird disease and all that stuff, man, and it's just I don't know how it's going down, you know, but back in the day, we didn't hear about none of these things, and then they come up with these crazy names, the Ebola. You got coronavirus. Exactly. They might as well call it the Bud Light virus or the Modelo Light virus.
Right.
I feel
you, man. Cause and I like how you say they, cause it's definitely they. It's definitely an agenda that's pushed. And if you go read a certain book, a book that people don't like to talk about, well, most people don't like to talk about it. But if you go read a certain book in the last last book of that anyway, if you go read Revelations, it'll tell you everything. So that's why I'm not tripping, you know. Like, certain things have to happen.
Exactly. And it's the inevitable. It's going to happen. And that's why I'm, like I said, I'm not stressed about it, because I do my thing on Sunday mornings, and I do read, you know what I'm saying? I read that book as much as I can, but it is what it is.
Exactly. And we about to get into some wrestling, of course. Like I said, I didn't do any pre-prepping with you, we didn't do any pre-prepping, so we're just going to be shooting from the hip. One of the things I want to start off with, if that's okay, I want to give WWE a hand of applause, you know, a standing ovation, because WWE motivates me, you know, in the aspect of because all hell is breaking loose everywhere else, like, the show must go on. And I really, like, tip my hat to WWE for what they did Friday night, moving along with SmackDown. And the production, I think it was good. You know, I mean, I can get used to watching an empty arena wrestling match. You know what I mean? So I wanted to start off with giving them some applause, bro.
Yeah, I think that was great of WWE. My hat's off to WWE for that also, you know what I'm saying? That, you know, kudos to Triple H doing what he did, actually trying to entertain everybody. Like you said, he's trying to put a smile on everybody, just like WWE does all the time. You know, tomorrow night's Monday Night Raw is going to be an empty arena match, you know what I'm saying, for the first time in its history, like it was SmackDown's. You know what I'm saying? The Sunday Night Heat actually had it. It's not a first, like they would say, in WWE history, because they actually did that Sunday Night Heat thing. But in Raw and SmackDown's history, you know, they have never done that. They never performed it. But what I like what WWE did is they actually made it seem like the fans were in the arena. They kept on saying, we're in front of an empty arena. But, you know, they were trying to say, like, key things that were trying to be said to make it feel like the stars were there, or the audience was there, like the announcers were everything. Like Bailey and Sasha, they started like looking around like if the crowd was there. But, you know, that was awesome the way they did that.
Exactly. And you're right. And like, that's not the first time they said, like, I think this isn't the first time they said something was the first time and it wasn't. I forgot what it was. They said something recently. Recently, they said that something was the first time and it really wasn't. But yeah, you're right that Mankind versus The Rock was the first time they ever had that empty arena match. You know, so they've been doing that a lot. Just by saying something is the first time.
I know what you were talking about. You were talking about when they said, "Oh, Brock Lesnar's never been laid out like that." When Drew McIntyre laid him out. When Drew McIntyre laid him out. That's what that was.
Exactly. They wild for that, man. Because
Seth Rollins done it to him.
You said what?
I said Seth Rollins actually did that to him. I mean, they act like Brock Lesnar's never been knocked down in the WWE when he's got laid out so many times. You know, they're like, he's never been knocked out like that. Like, Drew McIntyre was the first dude to do it. He wasn't.
Right. I'm all about building up a match, you know, and creating a story. But come on, don't insult our intelligence like that. We know he's been knocked down numerous occasions, you know, like your boy Goldberg, your favorite wrestler Goldberg.
Goldberg. And you know what I see? There was a post talking about Goldberg, man. There was an actual post saying, "Oh, is Goldberg, the most dominant universal champion of all time. I mean, the championship is only 4 years old."
Right.
So calm down with that. And you're talking about a pre-retired 50-something-year-old. Just like, wow, you guys are giving the torch of the universal championship to that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I like Goldberg. Don't get me wrong, but I'm not a fan of him being the champion. Part-time and halfway retired Hall of Famer champion. You might as well have let Kurt Angle get, because I believe Kurt Angle would have, if they would have let him do that, you know what I'm saying, it would have came out to be a better run for Kurt Angle to do the same thing that Goldberg's doing.
Right. And you know what, Southwest, like,
Like I was reading some stuff, and they was making it seem like, and I'm a Goldberg fan, you know, I'm okay with this, but they was, what I'm not okay with is them saying Goldberg puts people in seats. Goldberg, he can get people to watch WrestleMania. Listen, people go watch WrestleMania regardless. Like WWE doesn't need the casual fan to watch WrestleMania. They have enough fans that's going to tune into WrestleMania, and I think the Fiend Bray Wyatt would have got people watching that main event. Like, that's a sexy main event, Roman Reigns versus The Fiend. I think that was a sexy main event, and they did not have to put Goldberg in that spot. So that's definitely something political, if you ask me, you know, for them to put Goldberg in that spot. But I think the whole Cena and The Fiend angle, I mean, it's working out well. I think that's a good idea, having Cena take on Bray Wyatt. But at the end of the day, they didn't have to put Goldberg in that spot, man.
Yeah, they could have put somebody better in that spot or kept it the way it was, like you said. And you could have actually added, because people were supposedly saying that they wanted to see another Roman Reigns and John Cena match, they could have added John Cena to the mix and even possibly had John Cena break the record, even though it's not considered really a world title. It's a Universal Championship. And let him win the 17th one.
Exactly. Yeah. They could have did that for sure. Yeah.
And it's just a lot more possibilities. Like I kind of dug the promo that Bray Wyatt and John Cena did on Friday, because John Cena had actually a point on the future of WWE and then trying to re-push Bray Wyatt when they should have done it years ago. But at the same time, you know, Bray Wyatt's actually hot right now. You know what I'm saying? He's actually a hot entity, and the Fiend is a hot thing right now. With WWE should have never let it die down with that Goldberg winning. And I just think that, you know, it's a hot thing. They could have even made it a fatal four-way, you know what I'm saying, if they wanted to put Goldberg into the mix and make Goldberg shine and supposedly bring the asses to the sea. You know what I'm saying? Excuse my French. They could have been like that.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. 646-668-8672 is the phone number. 646-668-8672 is the phone number. This is Southwest Texan Day-Day Cruz and Martez. This is a Sunday afternoon conversation. Feel free to call in, talk about anything. Yes, we're talking wrestling, but with this show, you're welcome to talk about anything else that's not wrestling-related. We're accepting all calls and all listeners who's ever listening.
We want all the lines to blow up, guys. We want them all to blow up, so give us a call. Give us a call.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. You know, I don't know if you wanted to talk about something else, because I got a few things I would like to get into, but I don't know if you had anything else to jump in at.
We're going to talk anything. I read also something. I'm going to get off the wrestling subject and back into this the pose of coronavirus. Donald Trump was actually saying he's like, I don't take responsibility for any of the coronavirus testing problems. Like, I mean, that kind of pissed me off, because you're the president of the United States, supposed to be the one trying to find a cure and trying to do all this other stuff for your people that you're taking over. You know, these are the people you're leading.
Right.
And I just think that's crazy that, like I said this before to my friends, you know what I'm saying? I'm not against President Trump. You know, I'm not against the dude. You know what I'm saying? As long as you do right in that chair while you're in that chair, do your job, I'm cool with it. I don't care who's in the chair, but I don't think a celebrity should have been in that chair, period. I even when they said The Rock wanted to run for president, I thought it was a cool thing, but I didn't think it would actually happen. I wouldn't have wanted it to actually happen, like I said, you know what I'm saying, because I don't believe a celebrity should be in the chair. I think that it should be a person that's, you know, done president things and actually done stuff, instead of being somebody from Hollywood or a TV show or a wrestling show to be in that chair.
Oh, I agree, man. You know, I try not to come off as a Trump hater, because I like something. One of the things I like about him is that he speaks his mind, because I like somebody that can tell it like it is. But all the other stuff is BS, man. And I 100%, I'm right there with you, man. Like he's not looking good right now, but I think they go reelect him. You know, it's a lot of stuff. I mean, this is election year, and this all happened to happen while it's election year. You know, and what if he comes out of this looking good and he gets reelected again? I just feel like
that. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. You got the floor. Go ahead.
Because I was thinking that's how he's going to get reelected. I think that's how he's going to end up getting reelected. Talking about him getting reelected, I think that's how he's going to get reelected, because he's going to end up supposedly finding the cure for this coronavirus. He's being asked right now. There's a mixture of things that he can do to get reelected.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know.
Absolutely. You know, and I just think it's outrageous, man, that all this stuff is closing down. Schools, shopping stores. Mm-hmm. You know, heck, the NBA, MLB. We talked about this on the Gorilla Position on Thursday, you know. NBA, the MLB, hockey, they just closing down, man. And, you know, I know we talked about it earlier, but it just seemed weird, man, that all this stuff is closing down, you know. And a lot of people are suffering because of it, you know, especially the kids, you know. They suffering because they don't have school and things of that nature. So it's just definitely weird. I can't wait to this ends. It's definitely crazy, you know. It's definitely crazy. So are you an NBA guy, MLB guy, or hockey guy?
I got a lot of friends that are into everything. I mean, I used to be a big NBA guy. I mean, yeah. I watch it here and there, but I mean, I'm a Spurs fan, whether they win, whether they lose, it's just like the Pistons. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We got diehard fan Pistons fans, but we all know at the end of the year they're not going to the championships. I'm originally from San Antonio, so I mean I'm a Spurs fan, but I kind of gave up on the Spurs when Timmy D left and Ginobili left and Tony Parker left. That's when I gave up on it. That's when I quit watching.
Hey, you gave up at the right time, man, because the Spurs haven't been the Spurs. Really, since that last championship, because Aldridge hasn't done nothing, and you know they lost Kawhi, whatever. But yeah, the Spurs haven't been nothing.
Yeah, definitely not. They're not at all. And that's when I stopped watching after it. Everybody left, so I was like, nah, I'm done with it.
Right. All right. Well, we can, like I say, feel free to call in anybody who's listening. This is the debut show of the Sunday afternoon conversation, and we kind of just shooting off the hip. You know, nothing was pre-planned. Nothing was talked. We didn't like go over what we were going to talk about today. But I do want to put the spotlight on a particular. I want to go back to wrestling, if that's okay.
That's cool.
I want to put the spotlight on Liv Morgan, man. It's just, I don't know what it is about this girl, man. It's just something about her, man. She just has star power, man. She just seemed box office to me, man. And I think WWE, if they're smart enough, they'll give her a huge push, you know, in the next few months. I'm so high on Liv Morgan. So if we could just talk briefly about, how do you feel about Liv Morgan? And we can talk about female wrestling for a bit, and if you want to.
Okay. Well, I mean, first off, everybody give us a call on the lines. I know everybody likes to talk about it, Liv Morgan. So 646-668-8672, we want to hear from you guys. You know what I'm saying? It's a 1-2 conversation, but we need them lines to blow up. But Liv Morgan, I believe Liv Morgan, she could get – if she gets the right push, you know, she's a talent that can run with the ball. And I know she can, but, you know, WWE's, you know, they're iffy with shit, you know what I'm saying, with stuff. I mean – you know, they're iffy with stuff, and the whole thing is that's why they changed her character. That's why they took her off. They repackaged her, was to give her a push. But when she came back, you see what they gave her. They gave her that love triangle thing with her, Lana, and Bobby Lashley.
Right.
She was supposedly doing with Lana when she was supposedly with Lana, and then ever since down this line, you know, they pushed her right back down the ladder, and I think that's total crap. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think that's off. Because what's the reason? If you were going to keep her down that ladder, you should have kept her with her little gimmick that she had before. There was no reason for you to repack There's no reason for a every tactic unless they're going to get a push. Look at JBL. He went from a little cowboy to the APA to being a world champion in WWE. You know, that's just what WWE does. If you're going to repackage somebody, do it right.
Yeah, I'm so right there with you. Like, there was nothing wrong with that Riot Squad character, that Blue Tongue character. Like, she was killing it, you know. And she, honestly, she's virtually still that, but she's just looking a little bit more hotter, you know. It seemed like that character
right.
that she had with the Riot Squad, that's just her. You know, that's just her personality. Like she's like one of those entertainers that you can just get behind, that you want to root for, because she's just that lovable. You know, she reminds me of a Daniel Bryan who can captivate the fans and things of that nature. You know, she reminds me of him and his push. So, I mean, like I said, if they were smart, they'd definitely give her the strap. You know.
Oh yeah. I think that Morgan deserves a strap. I thought she was at first when I thought they were going to bring it back, I thought they were going to actually give her the title or at least something close to it, a number one contenders match. They haven't even given her a number, well, besides the Elimination Chamber, they haven't given her a number one contenders match.
Yeah. They didn't, man. I don't know. That whole Lana storyline, they kind of like, they starting to try to put that in the garbage, if you will. They basically didn't put that in the garbage. They kind of want people to forget about that. That's what it seemed like. And they reintroducing her.
I want to forget about that shit.
Right. Oh,
yeah,
man.
That's exactly what it was. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, that was garbage. That was definitely garbage. Speaking of wrestling, we're hearing that WrestleMania may be canceled. It may not be canceled. You know, could you get behind WrestleMania being canceled, or let's say it was moved to the Performance Center? Could you get behind that, or would you rather them just postpone it for a later day? Because I don't know if I want to see WrestleMania in the Performance Center, bro.
No, none of us want to see WrestleMania in the Performance Center. That's not definitely going to happen. I would hope not, but WrestleMania being canceled, I heard that they're going to get, from last week, they're giving WWE to the end of this week to make the decision with the officials from Tampa. And Tampa wants to cancel. WWE doesn't. WWE is actually pushing them like a bully and trying to get WrestleMania to go on, you know, because Vince is all about that money because he lost $1 billion. You know what I'm saying? So he's trying to get every penny he can from anywhere. And I also read that Vince is trying to Saudi's actually offering Vince McMahon $75 million to move WrestleMania if it gets canceled from Tampa to move it to Saudi. And I believe Vince would go for it if it did get canceled, because he's not going to want to do WrestleMania in the Performance Center. So I believe that Vince would take that money, because actually the only profit that Vince would get from anything is $3 million from Tampa, because he was actually going to make only $78 million from Tampa. So he's he's going to be like, why not? Let's go. But the only thing is, what about the women's championships match? They're not going to let more than one women's championship match go on, and you have three of them. So there's a situation in every which way that Vince is looking now. If I was Vince. I would sell the WWE, because Vince, I mean, either it's give it to Triple H, give it to Shane, if you're going to want to keep the money going, or if you want to keep the WWE going, go with the back to XFL, go to XFL, be done with WWE, give it to Shane, or give it to H, or if you want to sell all together and Triple H and them don't want to take it over, sell it to Disney like they wanted it. Sell it to Disney like they wanted it and be done with it. You know what I'm saying? You had a nice run. Your dad ran it. You ran it. You ran it into the ground. Now let it be. You know what I mean?
You say you ran it into the ground. That's funny.
That's how it goes. I mean, WrestleMania could get canceled, or he could end up going to Saudi. Either way, it's going to be there's turmoil, controversy on the way for Vince. Either way it goes, because I believe if he takes WrestleMania, listen, if he takes WrestleMania to Saudi, either you're going to cancel it, or people are not going to watch it because you took it to Saudi.
Yep, you're right. And then not to mention, I guess I'm being selfish. I don't care. I would like to see it in Saudi. You know, I don't want to see it canceled. You know, I would like to see it in Saudi. That way we know. That way we at least have some fans in attendance. You know, at Saudi Arabia, in Saudi Arabia.
Right.
So I'm okay with it. But like you say, the biggest issue is those multiple female matches that's already planned, and it ain't just one or two. It's about five female matches if you want to include that battle royal if they do that. You know, and these are marquee matches.
Yeah.
These not matches you can just gloss all over. Like, these are big time. Three of the female matches are championship matches. Actually four of the matches are championship matches. So that's something they really gonna have to think about. And I guess we'll see what happens, because I wouldn't want to see it canceled. You know, I wouldn't want to see it canceled. And like you say, it wouldn't be in no performance. But I guess we'll see in time what's going to happen. But that, I have a little conspiracy. I don't know if you will agree with me on this or that. And I'm kind of shifting a bit. But with NXT, if Vince decides to sell to WWE or give it to somebody else that's not Triple H, that's not Shane, that's not Stephanie. Like, I've said this a number of times, that I think it's a reason that NXT is called NXT. You know, I think NXT is secretly its own promotion that Vince is allowing to be under his umbrella. It's actually really Triple H's, if you get what I'm saying. It's not like Raw. It's not like SmackDown. Like, let's say, for example, if he sells it to somebody that's not related to him, like, Triple H will probably still have the rights and the power over NXT, and he can make that it's his own promotion, like AEW, NWA. I don't know if you feel what I'm saying on that, but I think
I agree with you on that. I totally agree with you on that. Like, I see what you're saying, because if you look at it, they really don't say WWE NXT. It just
right.
has that little WWE logo watermark in the middle of that, you know what I'm saying, that NXT. You know, and that's – I totally – you know, I've never looked at it that way. I never looked at it that way, and I totally agree with you on that. You know, because if you look at it low-key, Triple H could have the rights and ownerships and everything to NXT, because Triple H has always ran NXT. You've never seen Vince McMahon come out to NXT. You've never seen Vince touch it, nothing. You're right.
Nope.
You're right. You're right.
I guess we'll see in time, but my money is on, I guess we're in agreement with this. My money is on that being a whole separate thing, you know. Maybe we can come back and talk about that later. We're going to take a quick break, all right?
Okay.
A time out, 1 minute break. Then we'll come back and talk some more wrestling. And I want to take a few minutes to talk about, and I hope you don't mind, but I want to talk about the black community, if that's okay. Just a few minutes.
That's fine, man. You ain't got no, that's fine
all
with
right.
me.
I just feel like that community is they play the victim too much, and I'm black, so we'll talk about that coming up shortly.
Best Value in America offers you five delicious hot and ready items at $5 each. Pick up a large hot and ready classic for $5, an 8-piece order of Caesar wings, $5. 4 20-ounce beverages, only $5. A family size order of bacon cheddar loaded crazy bites, just $5. Or a family size order of our new loaded cinnamon bites, only $5. That's five items at $5 each. Hot and ready every day between 4 and 8 at Little Caesars. Pizza, pizza.
Subway, home of the famous $5 footlong, like our fresh toasted black forest ham with cheese and our newest $5 footlong, the fresh delicious chicken pizziola. $5 footlongs, all day, every day.
At Subway.
All right, it's 2 o'clock Eastern time right here on this platform, Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash, and we are being heard on blogtalkradio.com and a few other outlets. This is the Southwest Texan, and I'm Martez. We're talking about anything and everything today. We've been talking about wrestling. We've been talking about this corona stuff. And we got a lot more to talk about these next 28 minutes. Southwest, I try not to be shy. I try not to shy away from things. I try not to hide from things. You know, even with my own stuff, we're not perfect. You know, I have stuff that I got to deal with every day that I can't shy away from. But with this platform, man, like I feel like I would like to tackle certain things and speak on certain things, and I just want to start this conversation off, you know, in light of Corona. This coronavirus, you know, I hear a lot of African American people basically saying that they're trying to kill us. They're trying to kill us off. They want us dead. And that may be true. But the reason I'm taking these few minutes to say what I'm about to say is this. They may want you dead. They may want to kill you off. But, you know, black folk been killing black folk for a long time. You know, but I don't hear anybody griping or anybody complaining about the black-on-black crime that continues to plague the so-called black community. I think the black community is a farce. I think it's something that's not real. It's not reality that we are a group that really cares about each other. Because every time I look up, there's black people fighting each other. There's black people killing each other. And not just because it's on the media. I mean, I see this stuff, you know. And as a brown-skinned man, I can't go for that anymore. You know, just because I'm black doesn't mean I'm going to support the shenanigans of black people. You know, and I think that's the problem. Like, people have been holding the hands of black folk and have been keeping them accountable for their shenanigans. And it's not all black people, but it's a large group of, I'm just gonna say it, niggas. I'm sorry, man. That's clowning. And I'm just tired of it.
I'm not brown skin or black, you know, but I mean I'm brown skin, but you know what I'm saying. But
yeah.
It's terrible, you know, because no matter what, you know, everybody's supposed to love each other. No matter, you know, you're supposed to love everybody, and not like, you know, just like, you know, everybody, but like your own race. You're supposed to love each other. You're supposed to look out for each other no matter what, because at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, we all breathe the same. We all bleed the same. You know what I'm saying? Everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, I believe in that. I believe that everybody's supposed to look out for each other instead of, you know, trying to kill each other or fight each other, because we're all family at the end of the day. We're all, you know what I'm saying? In the Bible, it says we're all family. We're all brothers and we're all sisters. It's terrible.
Amen.
the way stuff turned out and the way it is now. It's just like everybody's trying to, like, we might as well be cannibals, you know what I'm saying, and eat each other after we kill each other.
Mm-hmm. That's true, man, and that's spot on. You know, and this, I mean, like, this how I look at it. You know, people that got my back, people that definitely, those that serve the Lord, you know, that's my true family. You know, that's my true family, people that support me, people that I could say have my back. And it don't necessarily have to be like your same race, you know, because like most of the time it's people that's not in your own race that support you, you know. And I've been having this bone to pick with African Americans for a while, because like I have to ask myself, when will this stop? When will the killing stop? When will the backstabbing stop? And I know it happens in all races, but you know, it happens a lot in the black community. And I get tired of the marching, the protesting, acting as if we're together when we're really not. But I definitely wanted to sound off about that. I know we're talking about wrestling, we're talking about a lot of stuff. But Southwest, I'm going to go to the phone lines, and we're going to take this next caller, okay?
Okay.
All right, caller, you're on the Sunday afternoon conversation with Southwest Dede Cruz and Martez. Well, I think I know who this is.
This
What's up,
is
Carl?
None other than Jordan Garber. And Jordan Garber now is coming to the network, guys. I wanted to just call in and let you guys know. I didn't know if you guys were aware of the memo. I was having some donuts earlier and some coffee,
yeah.
And I read it over the news. And were you guys aware of this? Like, this is unbelievable.
Oh, no, man. I wasn't aware of it.
So basically, each and every single Sunday, starting on April the 6th at 10:30 p.m., only wrestling journalists actively to complete the Northern Death Tour, and the former headliner as well, will interview the best in professional wrestling in open talk. 313 The Flash will have it live on Jordan Garber Now. I just have to call in and do that really quick. I work in literally less than an hour, so I would have some lovely conversations, but I could definitely join in a little earlier next time. I was just in the middle of showering and stuff and being an adult. And, yeah.
Hey,
call me on Twitter, too, at Jordan J. Garber.
You're a wild boy, Jordan. You're wild, man. But we, hey, I don't know about Southwest, but I'm pretty sure he's with it, but we happy to have you on. We happy to have you on the platform.
Yeah,
most
definitely,
we all work together.
More than merry, man.
Yeah.
No problem. And it was great to contribute. And I look forward to contributing in the future. And it should be a lot of fun. I look forward to adding another provider and a big one at that. I know you guys get a lot of listeners. So.
Cool, cool.
Oh,
I know you got to go. You got anything to say regarding wrestling?
Guys, when it comes to this whole virus situation, just stay safe, keep your family safe. It's mixed reactions on if this thing's a big deal. There's a lot of political views otherwise. When it comes down to it, it's important just to make sure that seniors or people that already have bad immune systems don't get this. And it could be a big deal to them. So it affects everybody differently. So just keep each other safe and follow precautions. And sometimes the world just needs a break, and that's kind of what's happening right now.
Awesome. Well, thank you, bro. Thanks a lot.
No problem.
Take it easy.
All
right, have a good one, man. We'll talk to you later.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
I guess that's Jordan's take on it, man.
That's how everybody got their own opinion,
Exactly. And you know what, bro? That's what's so unique about, this platform and what we're doing. Like, hey, if you got we not going to always agree with each other. We not going to always disagree with each other, but we got to be able to have a mature conversations and still be cool afterwards. That's how I feel, man. Because Jordan, and I'll tell this to him if he come back on, he might think it's an actual situation, but I don't think it's a situation. You feel me? We talked earlier about it too, but I don't know. But I guess this is going to be a never-ending conversation about this corona virus. Exactly, man. Yeah, we had a good day at church, man. It's nothing like church, man. Church can change your mood on things if you like that's why church is important to me. If I'm having a bad day, it makes me happy, So I thank God for that ability, bro.
I agree with you 100%. I go every Sunday myself. And when I don't, I feel bad, and then I have to pray, and then when I don't go, I feel sick.
Yeah, I'm definitely the same way with that, bro. We got about 20 minutes to go, man. That's why it's tough doing a show with me, because I really don't plan. I just like shoot from the hip. I want to get better at planning things, as far as when I'm doing a show with somebody else. But did you have anything else you wanted to touch on today?
I want to get back on the John Cena and Bray Wyatt thing. It's a crazy thing that I've seen at the on Bray Wyatt. It looks like it's on his Twitter. I just seen it. It said Bray Wyatt.
Yeah.
It says if WrestleMania gets delayed, the Fiend herbally challenged John Cena to a bar fight death match with the trademark logo on it. This will take place at Hooters, and it says at the bottom, not kidding. 6:11 p.m. on March 14th this year on his iPhone.
Oh, man, I think I did see that, man.
And, you know, like I said, my thing is, well, I mean, is this real? Is it fake? I put, like, what would a question mark? Because, I mean, like I said up before on my show on the debate show, you know, deathmatch is something that's getting big, and I love deathmatch. And talking about deathmatch, man, the Horse Slam is going to end up still going down with their pay-per-view debut show next this Friday coming up, and they're going to have gloves and masks and hand sanitizers there. And I'm like, wow, you know what I'm saying? And I think I'm going to have a couple interviews there, man. It's just crazy how deathmatch is like a big entity right now in its own, away from pro wrestling. You know, you get wrestling in it, but you get light tubes, you get extra, which some people do like, some people don't like. But for me, my thing, I like deathmatch wrestling, but it doesn't take me away from my pro wrestling because I fell in love with pro wrestling. It's just like having a side chick, you know. It's just like having a side chick or something, you know what I'm saying? It deathmatch is something big, and I was surprised to see Bray Wyatt tweet that to John Cena, and I'm wondering if that's real. Like I said, you got to wonder also, would John Cena take that challenge into a deathmatch? I don't think John Cena would. I think Bray Wyatt did that to get attention, because there was actually, I got to find that poster again. It had a background of the Hooters logo, and it had a GCW logo, which is the Game Changing Wrestling that they're going to do at the pay-per-view this Friday. It's based out of New Jersey, and it had John Cena versus Bray Wyatt in a bar fight at Hooters.
Right. Wow. Yeah, I actually did see that, man. But the fact that deathmatch wrestling is being talked about in the spotlight of WWE is terrific. You know, it seems like ever since you've been on this platform, like, I've been hearing a lot about deathmatch, man, because I honestly didn't hear nothing about deathmatch before I met you, man. And you got to be like, I guess you like the spokesperson for deathmatch, because I've been hearing it a lot lately. And I think that'd be a cool concept if they do like a remote match in Hooters. But like you said,
it would be cool if they did that, because I mean, WWE's got to look at it this way. Because, like, their 24/7 title was meant to be the watered-down hardcore title, and now they're bringing it to where they're defending it on a Monday Night Raw with no weapons. I mean, you might as well just throw that title away. You're not doing nothing with it, and that's supposed to be, like, the hardcore title, and I believe WWE needs to bring that in there. They need to bring, like, a GCW in there to bring, like, another invasion angle, like when ECW was around.
Oh, most definitely, man. That'll do wonders for them. If they will bring them in for like an invasion type of an angle. And with that being said, as far as the 24/7 title, I'm glad you brought that up. And I'm glad they're taking it serious now. You know, because why have a title and you can't take it serious? Because the 24/7 title, much as I love my boy R-Truth, it was a joke, you know. And I was secretly hoping that they would finally value that title. It's a nice looking title. Like, put some value on it. And the last few matches with, what's my man, Riddick Moss, who I don't know who he is and where he came from, but I'm glad, I guess they want to use him in a prominent spot with that title. I'm glad they actually having, like, matches where there's really no interference, and, like, you don't have to run out the ring because 1,000 guys are chasing you to pin you for that title. So I'm glad you brought that up. You know, I like that idea. You know, I wish they would have went with the hardcore title. They didn't have to name it 24/7.
Exactly. Like I said, it's a watered down version of the hardcore title. I don't believe that they should have just kept that idea to themselves. But like I heard that it was really Fox to bring that out, to bring out the 24/7, or the USA Network. I'm sorry, the USA Network brought it out on Raw and saying, oh, we need more ratings, so you guys got to bring out another title or something's got to happen. But like I said, I mean, deathmatch wrestling needs to cross brands with WWE. Not cross brands, really, but I mean, if they're going to use that kind of, like Bray Wyatt saying a deathmatch, they And deathmatch is something that, you know, WWE hasn't used, well, hardcore wrestling, because Mick Foley was actually a deathmatch wrestler. He's won a couple deathmatch tournaments.
Dang.
I believe, you know what I'm saying? And that's how he got his ear bit off, and that's how how he got into WWE, WCW, and ECW was from doing deathmatch wrestling. He wrestled Abdul the Butcher, which one of my close friends, which actually wrestles for Horace Slam, actually wrestled. Peter B. Beautiful wrestled Abdul the Butcher, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, if Bray Wyatt, I wish that they would go down with that match. That would be actually something different. And if, say they did do it, I'm gonna bring up a storyline. Say they did go down with that death match, and John Cena magically said yeah, and they go down with it. Let them do it in New York, New Jersey.
Mm.
Let them do it in New York, New Jersey, no matter what. And have Nick Gage or one of the GCW wrestlers go in and hit John Cena, and that's how Bray Wyatt gets the win, or vice versa. Let one of them hit Bray Wyatt and let John Cena get the win.
Hey,
that would do some wonders for that. For both, it would be a win-win for GCW and WWE.
Man, that's a great plot, man. That'd be even cooler twist to have John Cena win. And yeah, that'd be big for that brand of wrestling, that deathmatch wrestling. That'd certainly be big, you know. But why would Bray Wyatt mention it if it's not going to happen? You know, like I said,
it could be for attention on his side, because maybe he knows some of the GCW wrestlers, or maybe he knows somebody from deathmatch wrestling. Like I said, I mean, I've gotten big into the deathmatch thing in the last almost 2 years, and deathmatch is really big, man. It's big everywhere. And this Friday, you know what I'm saying, I might order it, and I'll give you the password, man, so you can check out Horace Slam versus GCW on pay-per-view. It's going to actually be on pay-per-view.
Right.
So that's, like I said, that's huge. Anybody in Detroit, Lincoln Park, Downriver area, GCW, or let me say this right, Horror Slam presents Horror Slam versus GCW live this Friday on Fight TV. And the next night after that, you might want to stay tuned, because GCW makes a Detroit Lincoln Park debut. GCW presents Guilty Conscience, guys. So you guys don't want to miss out either. You go there live and put a mask on, get some hand sanitizer, or order it on pay-per-view, because you're going to have a lot of death matches there. You're going to have, man, you're going to have Undisputed King, Briar Wellington, which I had a couple weeks ago on my show on the Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313 on Open Talk to Flash. And you know what I'm saying? We actually had a great interview, and Briar's going to be on there. You're going to see a former WWE wrestler, Rhino, on there. You're going to see Zach Gowen on there. You're going to see a whole lot of wrestlers on there, man. So it's going to be great.
Yeah, I'm down with it, bro. I'm drinking that Kool-Aid now. No lie, I want to see this death match. I want to see it. So hey, I'm open to that idea. Watching this pay per view, and I'm glad that they're getting such great exposure. That you guys are getting such great exposure, because it's definitely a cool thing. Definitely to be on fight. That's most. It's a lot of prominent things that's on fight, and I got big ups to you all for that, man, for sure.
Definitely. Yeah.
We got about 10 minutes to go. I wanted to my mind is always running, man. I wanted to throw out an idea to you. You tell me if you think it's a good idea or not, man. Cuz I want to go back to the WrestleMania thing, and I want to tie in technology with it. I'm 50-50 on technology, cuz I feel like technology is eliminating us to a certain degree. But I also like technology cuz it can be helpful sometimes. What if some kind of way, you know how sometimes you can do the FaceTime or Skype and things of that nature? What if you can have WrestleMania in an empty arena, let's just say the Performance Center, for example, and some kind of way you can, like, people can connect to WrestleMania, and we have video footage of them, like, at home or wherever they are. But it seemed like they're actually at WrestleMania. I don't know if I'm presenting that properly, but what if WWE can get interaction from the fans technology-wise, you know, even though they're not there physically.
I can see why. I know where you're coming from, like a virtual reality thing, you know what I'm saying, like a holographic thing, like a hologram thing or whatever, but actually,
exactly,
like, feel like you're there but have the footage. But you got to also, you know what I'm saying, my thing is, if that, you know what I'm saying, why would they pay so much? Why would they pay so much for it? And you're going to miss the Hall of Fame, you're going to miss access,
mm-hmm,
all that stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that would be a good deal, like, in this kind of situation where, you know what I'm saying, everything's canceled out. That would be a great idea. That would be a great idea, but at the same time, it's like you're paying thousands of dollars to sit in the front row and to meet your favorite star at Access. You're like, shit, hell no. Might as well watch it on pay-per-view. But that, you know, that's a smart thing if WWE would want to, like, lower down the prices maybe. Or you know what I'm saying, or if it was only in this kind of a situation, I could see that.
Yeah, but I guess it's a good idea, but it's not that realistic of happening.
Right, exactly. There we go.
And that's why, bro.
Go ahead.
Now, I always tell people, like, I got a creative mind, but sometimes that can be my biggest fault. You know, you got to check me, like, Martez. Your creative juices are going, but that's not a good idea. You know, you know, it sounds good.
No. That's how, you know what? That's how some inventions are actually made. That's how some things are actually created, and by creativity and innovation. You can never be the imitator before the innovator. The innovator is always the one that people imitate, and that's his form of flattery to the innovator.
Hey, that's real. That's real. That's real. That's real, man. Thanks for that. We have about 7 minutes to go. Just 2 minutes. I want to, because I don't know whenever we're going to do this show again. I know this is kind of like spur of the moment, but I definitely want to talk about, want you to talk about the interview with, on the Wrestling Rage. But I do got something to say about Wrestle Talking D when it's coming back. But before we get to that, you know, quickly, how do you feel about Orange Cassidy? Because he's sweeping the nation right now. He's sweeping the AEW nation. And how do you feel about Cassidy, man?
Orange Cassidy, man. I mean, I can't see how people are. I mean, he's a good wrestler. Don't get me wrong, but you got a dude that's actually wrestling with his hands in his pocket. And doing, I mean, that's got to take athleticism, and that's got to take it up. That's got to take a whole lot of stuff to, you know what I'm saying, a whole lot of oomph to do. But, you know, it's way over. People are like, oh, you know, flips are too much in wrestling, and flips ain't a big attraction and all this and all that. But the AEW fans seem to eat it up alive, and you guys talk trash about WWE when they do silly stuff. But yet you're letting this dude wrestle with his hands in his pockets, doing flips in his pockets. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I said, that's great athleticism, and that's great and all. But you guys downplay and talk WWE for doing crazy things. But yeah, when AEW does it, it's okay.
Right.
I don't get it,
bro. Low key, AEW full of crap, man. And if I
yeah.
wasn't like if I wasn't if I didn't change my life, I'd say something else. Like, they full of you know what, man, because they starting to get on my nerves, man. And I like some of the stuff they doing, but they trying to act as if they the totally complete opposite of WWE. When you actually doing some of the same crap that WWE is doing, like, you being just as corny as WWE, it bothers me, man, to the core. And I like what you said on the debate show a few weeks back. And I like Chris Jericho. I think he's funny. I think he's cool. But that title run was mediocre. You know, it was mediocre as heck, man.
And it was mediocre because how many times did he defend that championship in almost a year? Like three?
Right.
That was terrible. That was a terrible title run. And I've seen all of Chris Jericho's heavyweight championship runs. And the one I want to say was the best was in 2009 or 2010 when he won the world heavyweight title when he was heel, when he was wearing the suits and stuff.
Yep. Yeah, when
to
he
me that was his
best title run. Yeah, I agree. I mean, people got love for Chris Jericho now, but it wasn't all this love for Chris Jericho a few years ago. It wasn't until the list, in my opinion, until the list of Jericho where people started really jumping on Jericho the way they jumping on him now. But what can I say? But maybe we can revisit that if we do it next week or in weeks to come. But just wanted to let everybody know, mm-hmm. Russell talked to you, because I know we got some people listening on Instagram right now, although they didn't call in. Russell Talking to D will probably be back sometime in May, sometime in April, maybe early May, just taking a break off that, trying to reinvent the show, make it a little bit more sillier, but serious as well. That's all I wanted to say about that. I know you was on Wrestling Rage this week, man. Do you want to touch on how that was briefly?
Oh yeah, Wrestling Rage. You guys check it out on YouTube. r2youtube.com. It's gonna be Wrestling Rage, man. It's a great show. They go all around Michigan and they interview wrestlers, you know, just like I do. But they go out way further because they live that way. They're just a great. That's a great show. Check it out. Like, share, subscribe. Also check out my Deathmatch Wrestling podcast. But man, it was a great show. Shout out to Open Talk Radio and the D Man. You know, without this opportunity, none of it would be possible. And Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313 will be back this Thursday night. I'm gonna have a triple threat. Mm-hmm. Triple threat of people on the show. It's gonna be three people on the show. It's gonna be a Deathmatch wrestler John Wayne Murdoch. It's gonna be a Deathmatch wrestler from Horror Slam Chuck Stein, the Dirty White Boy, and then it's gonna be the inaugural Deathmatch champion Peter B. Beautiful. So you guys want to check that out? It starts at 6:30. And like wrestling was awesome though, man. And shout out to you guys. Shout out to you, Martez, and shout out to Open Talk Radio.
Oh, for sure, for sure. And shout out to you, Southwest, because I always tell anybody that collaborates with me, and I'm going to say us, you know, we working together. You know, it's not me. Nobody's over nobody. We have a partnership going on, and I want to thank you for supporting this platform and thinking highly of it enough to have your show aired on this platform. So with that being said, I know we're going to talk through Messenger probably throughout the day, but you have a blessed day, man. We're going to end this show. This is the Sunday afternoon conversation with Southwest Dede Cruz and Martez right here on Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash. We out.
Everybody have a blessed day, guys.
You don't know what hard times are, Daddy. Hard times are when the textile workers around this country are out of work. They got four or five kids and can't pay their wages, can't buy their food. Hard times are when the auto workers are out of work and they tell them go home. And hard times are when a man has worked at a job 30 years. They give him a watch, kick him in the butt, and say, hey, a computer took your place, Daddy. That's hard time.
This is Open Talk Radio, The Flash.